This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Yvonne Archer and joining me today is Kate. Hello, Kate.
Hello, Yvonne.
Now, Kate, you've got a shy but pretty smile, I'd say. Are you happy with it?
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, I am happy with it. But Yvonne, you've got a fantastic big smile.
Oh, thanks. But according to recent research, simply having a pretty or a big smile isn't good enough anymore. But before we find out more, here's today's question. Kate, we've all become really used to the smiley face, for example, in emails. But when did the very first smiley face appear? A. In the early 1960s, B. In the early 1970s, or C. In the late 1970s?
Well, I think that the smiley face is a very sort of iconic image, and I can imagine it being around in the hippie era. So I'm going to say A, the 1960s.
As usual, we'll find out whether you're right later on. Now, here are three sayings about how powerful a smile can be from the BBC's Johnny Hogg. Which is your favourite?
Peace begins with a smile. A smile is the universal welcome. Life is short, but a smile only takes a second.
Kate, what did you think of the saying, peace begins with a smile?
I really like that saying, yes, and I think it's true. I think if everybody smiled more, there'd be less war and less aggravation and fighting.
So what about a smile is the universal welcome?
I like that one too. I think it's a universal sign. It's a signal. Everybody understands a smile, no matter what language you speak.
And what about life is short, but a smile only takes a second? I think that's my favourite.
Yes, I like that one too. I think it's very important to smile because it's free and it's easy to do and it makes everyone feel better.
But which was your favourite? You liked them all, Kate.
I think I agree with you. I like the last one. Life is short, but a smile only takes a second.
Yes, you can never be too busy to smile at someone.
Exactly.
Really. But it's really important to give the right type of smile, as the Go Group recently found out. The company is based in Scotland and helps other businesses. But here's the BBC's Johnny Hogg with a description of three different types of smile that the company says are not good. So this can be useful information for job interviews. But why are the following bad smiles?
The first is the enthusiast, very wide, all teeth showing, possible evidence that you can have too much of a good thing. Then there is the big freeze, a fixed grin that looks practiced and fake. Finally comes the robot, a small, thin smile lacking in warmth.
Oh dear. I think my smile is the enthusiast. It's very wide with lots of teeth showing. So why is it possible that my smile isn't good, Kate?
Well, he said that someone who is an enthusiast is extremely eager, really interested and perhaps even excited about what they do, or on a job interview about the job they want.
Yes, that's me. I love what I do.
Yes, but the research shows that your smile might be possible evidence, that it might be proof that you are a little too enthusiastic for some people, and that's not always good, apparently.
It can be annoying, I suppose. Now, what about the big freeze and the robot smiles? They both seem cold and unwelcoming, don't you think?
Well, yes, both the big freeze and the robot are cold. They're lacking in warmth, he said, and so they don't welcome people. And as we heard, the big freeze doesn't look real or natural, so it looks fake and looks like the person has worked on it carefully, like they've practiced it.
And everyone probably gets the same smile every time in every situation. So the big freeze is a fixed smile. Now, the robot is obviously mechanical, without any real feelings.
Yes, well, robots can't think, can they? So that smile is given automatically, and it's the opposite to your smile, Yvonne. It's thin and small.
Well, I've been given the big freeze and the robot smile in shops from unenthusiastic people who don't really like their jobs.
Yes, so have I, and I always get it from air hostesses on aeroplanes because they have to smile all day at so many people. I don't blame them at all.
That's true. They definitely have a fixed smile.
Yeah.
Okay, those were three examples of bad smiles, but what makes a really good one? Here's more from the BBC's Johnny Hogg.
The group also warns about smiling too quickly, saying it can make you look insincere. The best smile, they say, is slower and floods naturally across the whole face.
So, Kate, how can we give the best type of smile?
Well, according to the research, the best type of smile comes slowly rather than quickly, so that it looks sincere, genuine or real. And the best smile floods naturally across the face. So don't force yourself to smile, and don't just smile with your mouth.
No, so a smile should cover the entire face. Well, there's certainly a lot to think about, and I think it would be really difficult for me to change my natural smile.
And I don't think you should either. You've got such a nice smile.
Oh, thank you. Anyway, it's time for the answer to today's question. Kate, when did you say the very first smiley face appeared?
I said the early 1960s.
You were absolutely right.
Oh, good.
It was 1963. Well, that's all for today's 6 Minute English. We hope we've made you smile.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.